This is Keith Wammond, online reporter for the Connecticut Post, and with me on the line is Professor Donald Greenberg. He's a Bridgeport resident and chair of the politics department at Fairfield University. Professor, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
First off, you campaigned actively for the Republican candidate for mayor of Bridgeport in 2003, Rick Torres. What's the status of his candidacy right now?
Well, you know, I did because after Max Medina, who I originally supported, lost the Democratic primary, I felt that Fabrizi, our current mayor, was not a viable choice for the city of Bridgeport. And so I turned to the next best alternative. In this case, it was the Republican. But, you know, as much as I still like and respect Rick as an individual and as I think a very concerned citizen, I have no confidence that he could win the election. In the last election, he was unable to do very much. He didn't even get out the Republican vote. And that was when we were coming off a major scandal and a mayor who had just gone to jail. So while, again, I like Rick very much, I do not think right now there is a viable Republican anywhere in the city that could seriously challenge whoever wins the Democratic primary. So, you know, I do believe Rick will run. I do think he wants to run. He's currently chair of the Republican Party. I would be surprised if he did not run, but I certainly don't think, even if Fabrizi were to win the primary, that I would probably support anybody. If Fabrizi won the primary, I you know, personally wouldn't support anybody, and because I just don't think Rick has any chance of winning.
You mentioned that the Republican Party has remained completely stagnant in Bridgeport for years. Why is that, do you think? And speaking as somebody who teaches politics, how does that affect the health of democracy in Bridgeport?
First of all, I think that that there's been a tremendous lack of leadership in the Republican Party in Bridgeport. In many ways, they have, whether they just given up or they just don't have the capability, I'm not sure, but they have absolutely no leadership at all, and they've absolutely done nothing to generate any leadership, to go after the independent voters in Bridgeport and try to turn them into Republican voters. So it's been essentially a moribund organization with complete lack of leadership, almost no funding whatsoever, almost no support from the state. And it's almost like the Republicans have just written Bridgeport off. As far as what it does to competitiveness and democracy, it's obviously a tremendous blow to democracy. Competitive elections and viable parties, and viable two parties, is the healthiest thing we can have. In a municipal situation where you've got, you know, several meaningful candidates with presenting different ideas and different views to the voters and allowing them to make the choice. We just don't have that in Bridgeport. And another problem is that too many people in Bridgeport do not vote. And so even people who challenge the Democratic organization within the party have an almost impossible chance of winning primary. So the extent that you could have a two-party system within the Democratic Party, that also has failed in Bridgeport. So you have neither a two-party system, Republican or Democrat, or a internal two-party system between progressive Democrats and regular Democrats. So it's very damaging to democracy, no question about it.
How do you think the political situation in Bridgeport has changed since the last election 4 years ago?
Well, I think the biggest change is I don't think there's either the aura or perception or reality of corruption that I do believe existed under the Ghanem administration. At least that's what the courts tell us. And I think the atmosphere in Bridgeport is much more hopeful, especially in economic development. And we have certainly seen a good deal of economic development either progressing or in the planning stage, and that's very encouraging. As far as politics, I see no change whatsoever. I still believe the Democratic Town Committee is a small group of people who are making most of the decisions. The city council continues to go along with them. The transparency in administration and activities that was promised by Fabrizi has never materialized. There's still a lot of things being done sub rosa, behind closed doors, and in a small, you know, back room, metaphorically. And in that sense, I don't think there's been any change at all. And that is very, very sad.
The mayor has come under fire in recent weeks, even from members of his own party, for testifying at the sentencing of convicted sex offender Juan Carlos Camacho.
Correct.
How has this unrest from members of the Democratic Party in Bridgeport affected Fabrizi's candidacy, and how is that likely to play out, this schism among his own party?
Well, my understanding is even before this had happened, some people who had done independent polling was showing Fabrizi only polling in about the 20 numbers in the 20. There were still quite a few people angry about the whole situation with his admitting drug and alcohol use, and that he seemed to get away with things that other people didn't. This is just another example of this, and it's a compounding thing. It becomes exponential. You know, you one mistake, but now it's not just the second mistake, but it seems to be becoming a pattern. It's the letters to the editor in the Connecticut Post have been overwhelmingly negative, and they have been continual. They haven't dropped off, and I think it's very, very damaging to his candidacy. And I think what it does is embolden all those other people who think that now's the time for them to run for mayor, and I think it'll make it easier for them to raise money, raise support, and mount a significant challenge to Fabrizi.
Despite all those troubles, both politically and personally, the mayor says he's still running for mayor. I guess the big question is, are Bridgeport voters likely to reelect him?
Well, you know, that's a $64,000 question. I do not know. I mean, the political organization in Bridgeport, if they support him, still is very strong, and lots of people in primaries, Democratic primaries, we may only get 25 or 30% or 35% maximum out of the eligible voters. And the organization always has an enormous advantage because they have a base of voters that they can always count on. And in that sense, Fabrizi, if he is the nominee of the organization, will have an excellent chance and will have to be considered the front runner no matter what his situation is. And then, as I say, once the Democratic primary is over, the election is virtually a foregone conclusion.
Political analysis aside, what issues do you think are likely to play important roles during this campaign for the voters?
Well, you know, normally I don't think it's really a big issue, but now with the last, you know, two mayors, I do think the issue of character will be an important issue. And after that, I think in the same thing we always have, taxes, job development, education, and economic development will get mixed in there in varying degrees. But I do think character and integrity and what you bring personally to the office will be much more a factor this time than it was even last time when, you know, we're just coming off a mayor having been sentenced to jail.
All right, Professor, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.